Bobby, we got one here for you. This came into us from one of our very own naked scientists, and that was Katie.
Why do I hate maths?
Somehow, I don't think she's alone. Bobby, what do you think?
No, she'll join armies of people, sadly. So actually, being a maths teacher and not an English teacher, I consulted Wikipedia to see what hate means. And let me read you the definition of hate. It's deep and extreme dislike, especially invoking feelings of anger or resentment. And that's a strong word. It's not dislike or it makes me a little bit queasy. This is like an intense feeling.
But lots of people have had the double maths feeling. I mean, who here had double maths at school? Bet you all had double maths, right? And who really, really looked forward to it? Bet you didn't.
Yeah. I liked it.
You're a material scientist, Rachel.
I'm a geek.
Maths is at the heart of everything. Did you like maths, Chris?
No, I hated it. I really hated it.
I was awful at it.
There you go. So all the bio people in here, the biologically focused people.
Fluffy science, we call
them. Yeah, the fluffologists like me and Giles and Chris. We're in Katie's camp, Bobby.
Yeah, there are different types of mathematicians. I think everyone here is probably competent at maths, but I think there's one startling fact. I work with a charity called National Numeracy, and they said that 50% of working adults in the UK have the numeracy skills of an 11-year-old. They asked them to work out a 10% increase in the salary. So with or without a calculator, half the working population can't do that. So that's like really damning statistic of where maths is in this country.
So what are we going to do about it?
I think partly it's cultural, partly it's reputational. So I think it's easy to trash maths. Again, if you go with your friends to the pub and have a drink and you say that you do maths, everyone starts patting each other on the back saying, oh, I couldn't do maths at school, I was terrible. But if you said you couldn't read, people look at you like, what? You're a cultural philistine, you don't read?
But they say that about opera, don't they? I've noticed that if you admit to not liking art or sport or opera or something, people will look at you like you're some kind of cultural pariah. But if you turn around and say, I don't like science, then people do actually laugh. Yeah. And they say, oh, well, you know, yeah, it's all foreign language to me. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting how there is that distinction.
Yeah. Again, I do think elements of cultural aspects to this. I've got cousins who are living and raised in India, and I'm ethnically Indian. And I compare my cousins' attitudes in India to my cousins in the UK attitude to mathematics. And in India, when people do well at maths, they seem to say, oh, you're doing well at maths because you're working hard. Whereas in England, if kids do well, they're attributed to a talent and flair. And I think as a society, as soon as we attribute mathematical competence to flair, it's easy for the rest of us to say, oh, I don't have any flair, so I can never be good at maths.
Do you think, to a certain extent, though, it's down to the teacher? Because someone like you who stands up in front of a class, does a rap, engages the class, gets their attention from the get-go, like you got all of our intention in here, you made us laugh and then begin to think. That's the critical thing, isn't it? We need more good teachers.
Yeah, I think teachers definitely play a role, but also parents play a role. So again, at parents' evenings, every time a mum or a dad says to their child, don't worry, you're failing at maths, I failed too. So as a society, we need to stop accepting that maths failure is a good thing. We need to start saying, no, actually, it's not a good thing. What can we do to turn it around?
It's like the social norm. It's okay to be a little bit on the large side these days, Giles. You're nodding. I'm not saying you're a bit on the large side. You're interested in people who gain a bit too much weight. And people have shown that the social norm has sort of crept up, that it's okay to sort of not worry about your diet so much as perhaps we did historically. And it's the same with this, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. It's because it's acceptable to say, oh, no, I'm equally to blame to say I'm terrible at maths. And I hated it at school. Now, am I terrible at maths? I hope not. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to end up getting a PhD. But you're absolutely right. Just in what we said, we have immediately painted ourselves into a terrible at maths corner, even though I don't think we're going to be terrible at it.
Not just maths that things and people hate, is it, Chris? Because insects have a bit of a bad rap too, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, this is also probably quite psychological. So I know my sister was terrified of spiders, and I think that comes from my mum being terrified of spiders. So I think it is this inherited cultural phenomenon. But at the same time, I do think some spiders and other insects evolutionarily might have posed a threat to us. So maybe there is, you know,
malaria,
some reason.
Hundreds of millions of cases a year, dengue, 50 to 100 million cases a year of that, the mosquito spread diseases.
Yeah.
So I suppose we have a reason to fear these things.
Yeah,
we?
Definitely. Yeah.
Plus they're hairy and scary.
I have lots of legs.
Sorry, I have to turn Rachel back on. I'm trying frantically to turn microphones on in enough time here. Everyone keeps talking so quickly. It's wonderful.